I don't know about you, but I've been feeling the weight of this past week, this past month, and in fact, this past year, weighing heavy in my heart as we approach this holiday season. And today we focus on Las Posadas, a Latin American tradition that recalls Mary and Joseph's pilgrimage, fleeing from violence, knocking on doors, asking, begging for shelter and being told time and time again, there is no room at the inn. The story is being lived right now by thousands who are fleeing violence, who are knocking at the U.S.-Mexican border, seeking asylum and being turned away. So this evening at 5 p.m., rain or shine, outdoors or indoors, we will celebrate Las Posadas. This is how we show our solidarity as a community. We will provide hot soup for you, so no worries. We hope you will come back and join us. So, in case of rain, there's always the warmth of community. As you know, I was at the San Diego-Tijuana border denouncing the militarization of the border and bearing witness as 32 of my colleagues got arrested. I wrote about it and sent it as a minister's update. I don't know if you got a chance to read it. Good. I always wonder, who reads this stuff anyways? So, being at the border, standing in front of the wall, behind barbed wire, I watched as the guards in full riot gear, heavily armed, grabbed these people of faith who were praying and kneeling. They handcuffed them, threw them on the ground, and placed them under arrest. They were extra rough with our Muslim brothers. I was not planning to get arrested, so I positioned myself so that I could make eye contact with the people being arrested and make a prayer gesture or blow them a kiss. I'm grateful that I was able to go and be among over 400 clergy from different religious traditions, UU friends, including our own UUA president, Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, friends from the UCC Church, from the Oakland-based Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity, and I made a lot of new friends along the way, walking side by side. Father Perry from Texas, the Sisters of St. Joseph, Ariel, Jewish rabbi, and so many others. Being there reaffirmed my commitment to immigration justice and my calling to this ministry, deeply rooted in Unitarian Universalism, social justice principles, and values. As I said in my email, I took you with me, and I felt your love and solidarity every step of the way. This is the stole that I was wearing. But there were moments before going and during and after going when I asked myself, should I even be here? What difference does it make? Is this showing up making a difference? Is it enough? Should I be doing more? And I know that there may be people who don't support the same causes that I do, with such passion. Some who think that Central American people bring nothing but poverty. Some who believe this administration's rhetoric about immigrants. Some who don't see the value in our UUA leadership and clergy investing time and energy in this immigration justice movement. Some may even question their minister's commitment to this cause and feel that one more sermon about immigration justice is just too much. And that's okay. And that's okay. There are many kinds of borders and walls, aren't there? Some of which we have built ourselves around our hearts. There are many times when I doubt myself, when I question myself about this path, about this passion, about this faith that keeps calling me back to being on the borderlands, no matter what the issue, to being on the side of love. This questioning, this doubting, it's here with me today. But I'm reassured by Daryl Ray's words. He said on one of his Facebook posts, "One has to ask oneself, are we an angry nation or a loving one? I vote for love and respect rather than anger and fear." I'm also grateful to my colleague, Melissa Carvel-Simmer, one of our leaders of the UU Ministers Association, who encourages me to practice what her five-year-old calls flexible thinking. Imagine that. What a wise person that five-year-old is. Flexible thinking while keeping our covenant that love is the spirit of this church and service is our gift. Our great covenant is to dwell together in peace, to speak the truth in love, and to continue to help one another. Practicing flexible thinking means exploring lots of possibilities, paying attention, ministering to each other, lifting each other up and dreaming together. And yes, there is still so much work to be done, and we will continue being part of this movement because the struggle continues, because there are so many dreams that need to be nourished in order to become reality. In the meantime, we need to keep our spirits high, to keep our hearts open, to strengthen, refresh, and renew our spirits in community. We need also to show solidarity with our own internal congregational work and express our passion for all that nurtures our spiritual journey and growth. It is really an everyday practice for me not to become discouraged, not to succumb to despair, and to remember Mr. Rogers' words. He said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" Let's just take a moment to look around. There are lots of helpers. We are the helpers. I'm sure you will agree with me that watching the news is really scary. This morning, we are mourning the death of a 7-year-old girl, the second child to die while in Border Patrol custody. The other little one, Marie Juarez, was not even 2 years old. Let's just take a moment to call their names and say presente, which means their spirit is here with us. Jacqueline Amé Rosemary Cal Maquin, presente. Marie Juarez, presente. This heartbreak includes the Muslim ban, which is keeping a mother separated from her baby who is on life support. Shaima Swile, a Yemeni national who currently lives in Egypt, is seeking a waiver to the Muslim ban to allow her to be with her 2-year-old son, Abdullah, who is currently being kept alive by life support at UCSF Children's Hospital in Oakland. Even though Shaima's husband, Ali, and son, Abdullah, are both U.S. citizens, she is unable to come to the U.S. to be with her ailing child because of the Muslim ban. She has applied for a waiver, but it's still pending, despite her child's life hanging in the balance. Doctors have indicated Abdullah's body may not be able to withstand life support for much longer, meaning that time is running out for this mother who hasn't been able to hold her child since he left for treatment. Again, let's just pause for a moment to take a breath and send Shaima and her family our love and prayer. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to add good news as well, because miracles happen, right? Juan Alberto Matue, a young single father from Honduras, carried his 7-year-old daughter, who was born with cerebral palsy, on his shoulder for a month on his journey, crossing 3 countries to get to the border with a dream of getting a humanitarian visa to get medical assistance for his daughter. Upon arriving at the San Diego-Tijuana border, he gave himself up to immigration authorities, asking for political asylum and hoping to get the humanitarian visa. After being in a detention center for 4 days, he and his daughter were released, albeit with an ankle bracelet, but were allowed to remain in San Diego while their case is pending and being reviewed. A family they had never met from San Diego offered their home for as long as they needed. There was room at the inn. A team of lawyers from Los Angeles, again, who had never met the family, said, "We'll take this case on pro bono. No legal fees. We celebrate miracles. We hold them in our hearts. This is how we nourish hope." One of the greatest gifts of my trip to the border was the reaffirmation that we are not alone, that we are many, and that we are all connected by the same call to make this world a better place right now. That it's important to show up however we are able to show up in support of the most vulnerable. As I faced the rusty metal wall built so that it attempts to divide even the water, I saw through the wall. I saw beautiful faces smiling, singing, praying, blowing me kisses from the Tijuana side. I heard people singing, praying, and drumming on both sides. As I held out my hands in a gesture of offering a blessing to both those being arrested, those looking through the wall, as well as the guards, my heart knew that I was on the side of love. And there was such a feeling of certainty, even joy, at the realization that love knows no borders and that all our actions are part of a whole. Being a helper gives me joy in the face of hatred, gives me hope in the face of fear, makes me feel positive about what we do right in this community, caring for each other, for there is no greater blessing. So let's take a moment to look around at all the helpers and show some appreciation for this community right now. Think about what you love about this community. Shout it out if you feel like it. What do you love about this community?
Support.
Hugs. Generosity. Friendship. Hugs, friendship.
Trust.
Diversity.
Welcoming.
Team spirit.
Love.
Love.
activism,
creativity,
kindness,
compassion,
generosity,
hope,
love,
beauty,
light,
responsibility,
and now take a moment to think about borders and walls. Are there any surrounding your heart this morning? And how can all the things we love about this community help to dismantle those walls? Can you think of a struggle that you have faced and that this community made transformation possible, made healing possible, made joy and forgiveness possible? This is our greatest gift, to dwell together in peace, to speak the truth in love, and to help one another. Beloveds, may we remember to look for the helpers, including inside our own hearts. May we remember that as helpers, we need to remain engaged. We need to work together, keeping a positive attitude. We will not just survive, we will thrive together. As we work together to make peace and liberty in this world a reality, may we take this opportunity to reflect upon those borders that prevent us from feeling whole, from feeling and expressing love unconditionally. May we remember that we are not alone on this journey we call life, and that love knows no borders, for we have each other. We have each other. Blessed be. Amen. Ashe.